right now, we'd like to go live to our reporter, Sabrina Artel, in Monticello, upstate New York, coming to us by way of WJFF and the Laura Flanders Show. Sabrina, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. Yes, I'm coming to you from Monticello, New York, which is in the Sullivan County Catskills, and I'm just off of Broadway, which is the main street here at the courthouse, and I have never seen this many people come together for a rally in the county. I'd say close to 1,000 people, which for a county of full-time residency of about 78,000, not bad here. This is one of the most rural congressional districts in the whole country. And in 2024, was 58% vote for Trump Vance.
Wow.
So just an incredible day here with people lined up and down Broadway, signs, you know, everything from, of course, stop fascism, impeach him, melt ice, no kings. I mean, lots and lots of homemade signs. Very good cheer here, friendly. Everybody working together in this town, including the law enforcement, a lot of marshals. And this event, this No Kings 3, was organized by We Are One Sullivan. And I hope that I'll be able to introduce you to the lead organizer, who I have with me here, Ken Wampler.
Oh, I'd love to hear from Ken and find out what the organizing process is like, especially in such a rural community.
Hi. You know, We Are One Sullivan has been doing this since day one. You know, we did hands off in the pouring, freezing rain, and we've done every indivisible protest since then. The cheer I'm hearing the most is love, not hate, makes America great. And that's the sense that we have here. You know, it's a very, very connected community. We've got a great group of people who work together for weeks and weeks to put these events on, and it gives everyone an opportunity to get on the street and say no to this authoritarianism, but it also gives us a chance to really feel like we're not alone. We're together, and we have a chance to embrace one another and share our values and know that we are bringing those forward, because that's what the country needs.
And I also wanted, Ken, if you could share what your wearing today.
I'm wearing, you know, my vest for being a marshal, armbands for Renee Good and Alex Pretty and Liam Ramos. It breaks my heart for all of these, but it particularly breaks my heart at the way children are being treated right now. Children are so under attack. And it's unbearable. It's unbearable. And seeing Liam Ramos in that little bunny hat just goes right through me. You know, I'd been doing this since the Vietnam War. And what I was saying to Sabrina earlier is it's never over. And it's kind of reassuring to finally get that. I'm 72 now. And to finally get that. The battle is never really over, and sometimes there are flare-ups, and we're in a flare-up right now, and we need to have everybody on the street standing up for each other and ourselves and our Constitution.
And I think to note is this No Kings 3 in Sullivan County, New York, the emphasis has been nonpartisan because it's been about taking care of each other here, regardless of your affiliation. I think really to send that message out there to decrease the divides that are here and also throughout the country that we know about. But I'll turn it over to Ken.
You know, part of what I'm hearing is that this is nonpartisan insofar as it's in defense of our Constitution. And the Constitution is not Democrat or Republican or independent, it's the Constitution. And that's what's being torn up. And I think people have a decreasing level of tolerance for witnessing that.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pacifica, for everything.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be reporting from Monticello, New York for Pacifica Radio Network.